The number two quarterback in Broncos history isn't yet in the Ring of Fame because he's not eligible, but he will be, and he truly belongs in the pantheon of Broncos greats after leading them to their third world championship. Number 18, Peyton Manning.
That's what I'm talking about, all right? Let's go. Let's quit waiting to the third series, right? Let's go. Sense of urgency from here on out, right? Let's go. Keep making plays. Let's go.
When he arrived in 2012, he was the biggest free agent signee in NFL history, but he came with a lot of risk, having undergone multiple neck surgeries the previous year. But the risk paid off in a big way. The Broncos had an exemplary four seasons with Peyton Manning, and in 2013, he had the single best statistical season in NFL history, setting single-year records in yardage and touchdown passes.
Six-man pressure. Peyton throws. Home run. He's got Julius Thomas there. Thomas with the touchdown, and there's the record.
He was incredible, and even when he was struggling in 2015, his leadership carried the way, helping the Broncos to a Super Bowl 50 win.
Hey, I got three reminders, all right? Three reminders, okay? Breathe, all right? Don't forget to breathe out here, okay? Have fun and compete your ass off, all right?
Peyton drops the throw on the first down. He throws one pass open, and Sanders has it as Sanders squeezes between two defenders. Facing a four-man rush, looks right, throws right to Benny Fowler. Fowler with the diving catch, and the two-point conversion is good.
Peyton Manning, the number two quarterback in Broncos history. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks for watching.